Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the 21st day of January 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. My goodness, folks, are we into the third week of January? Can you believe that? I mean, the month's going to be going just before you know it. Time is sure getting to somewhere fast. I don't know where we're heading exactly. I know we're heading to some bad waters ahead. But we're getting there at a breakneck speed. Before we get to our guest tonight, Glenn Parnum, and believe me, folks, he has a lot to share with you. For you folks are concerned about a lot of issues, especially your health, you want to stay tuned for Glenn Parnum and get a pen and paper handy to write down phone numbers and information that Glenn's going to share with you tonight, folks, that how you can get a hold of him and talk to him personally and get answers to questions you may have about the concern about things, especially your health issues. Before we get to him, though, make mention of a couple of things again. Of course, we always do a commercial now. You know that because that's the only time I have to talk about them. And, again, Melody Seastrom is paying for the shortwave time tonight on 6115. She's been very good this ministry. If you appreciate her like I do, let her know it. Call her at 800-375-4188 and ask her about the possibility of protecting some finances for yourself in the future. Yes, folks, it's that important. I'm not going to lie to you. I wouldn't do that for all the money in the world. I would not do it. My soul is more important to me than dollar bills. Believe me when I tell you that. But you need to call her and at least tell her thanks for having us on the air. I think that's important. And don't forget now that we are offering some things here that we haven't had for a while. REM Sleep will go off special on the 30th. It'll be the last time. I guess 31st. The last day of the month, $24.95 right now. After the first of the month, they're going $29.95. And folks, REM Sleep is a natural product that will help you relax and sleep sounder. And then you probably have a long, long time. If you have trouble sleeping, this one bottle that I do, I myself, I take two in the evening, lasts me a month and a half. One bottle lasts you a month and a half, even up to 3 months if you only take one tonight. It's a fantastic product that I have used. People have tried that know me, when we're out of stock for a while, they would call every week, wonder where it was. So if you want it, get it now before the price goes up, and hopefully when this amount we have in stock now is gone, we can get some more. That's also up in the air right now, folks. So order it while you can. Call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Please do it right away. And we often, the little booklet is Cremation Christian. That question's come to me quite often over a lot of years. And I can tell you right now that cremation is not a Christian act. It isn't. And for a gift, let's pay postage, an envelope, and time to pack it, $5. I'll send a booklet to you on this that you can answer your questions, your friend's questions, if you have any, about cremation. And what it is, yeah, folks, it's in the Bible. It is. You just write, you just call, write to us. You call Lisa tomorrow and get her address and write to us. $5 will get it to you right away. And I want you to have it, please. And of course, brother, again, we're offering all four flags we had a couple of years ago. We have them back in stock now because people want them back. The main one is the Christian flag that I fly 24/7 on the flagpole in front of my house. The other three he offers is the Betsy Ross flag with the colonial flag. The Don't Tread on Me flag. You saw a lot of those flying in Virginia yesterday at the gun rally. And the Confederate flag, which is not a hate symbol by any means. All those are $15 a piece. If you order all four of them, or if you order four total, no matter how you mix and match them, I'm going to say $13. That'll save you $8, all right? That ain't much, but something. If you order four of any way you want to order them, or one of each, $13 a piece. That includes delivery to your front door. That's about as fair as I can do, folks, and keep enough funds coming in to pay the bills here. And we're now broadcasting love live on another network, Truth Be Told Radio Network. Truth Be Told Radio Network now carries this program live also for the first time. It started last night. And if you have, I don't like Alexa and all the other in-home devices, but if you have an Alexa, you can just say to Alexa, tune in to Truth Be Told Radio Network right now, and I'll be on there. Just say, Alexa, tune in to Truth Be Told Radio Network, and we will be there. And by the way, folks, people listen to this all over the world with Alexa. I don't like Alexa. I don't have one at home, but there it is. And one more announcement, two more announcements. First off, next week, next Thursday, that will be the 30th, my brother's birthday, be 70 years old. We're going to be giving away, totally free, another Berkey water filter, the best gravity-fed water filter, bar none, anywhere, totally free. If you need pure drinking water for you and the family, write to me and tell me why, and give me your address, physical address, please, and a phone number. We want to send you one. Now, we go through the list every month and pick out the one we think needs it the most. We never publicize who gets it. But if you need a water filter, let us know. Or if you need a case of food, we offer a new man of food here, the best storable food on the planet. Non-GMO, no artificial sweeteners, nothing added to it. It's all natural food, the way God made it. You're right, if you need a case of food, we'll send a case out to you. Just call tomorrow, get the address, and talk to Lisa and do that. And tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, on live stream on our website, PastorButch.com or Hudock.info, Phil Hudock will be presenting his Treaty of Peace 2020 to a lot of people in Randolph County, or everybody wants to come. At 7 o'clock tomorrow night, p.m. Eastern, tune in to PastorButch.com or Hudock.info. Watch Phil Hudock present Treaty of Peace. And this is the best plan I've ever seen to shake up the tyrants of this country. Is it going to work? I don't know. Nothing to lose. Don't cost a penny. It's worth a shot. So let's move on now to our guest tonight after all those announcements, because Glenn Parnon has been not only one of my sponsors, but a friend of mine for a long time. Never met the man in person. Hope to one day. But he's straightforward, honest, and believe me, folks, he doesn't point and punch you. He tells the truth like it is. And Glenn, for the new listeners tonight that don't know who you are, would you mind telling the people a little bit about Glenn Parnon?
Not at all. I'm director of research and development for International Health. We're based in Scottsdale, Arizona, have been for 30 years. I'm 69 years old. I'm a clinical study researcher with advanced studies in three areas: clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and infectious diseases, which we're going to talk about tonight. I've had also had a ministry for about 28 of those 30 years called Biblical Health, where my wife and I used to travel weekly, speaking to rather large groups of quote-unquote professing Christians, but I was not traveling as an evangelist. I was traveling as a watchman on the wall. God's Word makes it very clear, and this is where I'm going to be speaking from tonight, because I kind of I put that on the shelf a little bit, even though I do consultations every day, 6 to 8 hours a day. Used to do them 12 to 14 hours a day, and I don't charge. So what I'm going to tell people tonight, absolute proof of what is happening, what's already started to happen, and that if they call me at my research office in Arizona, 480-429-0021, I have a personal consultation with people. I don't charge for it. I don't care what disease they've been told they have. Nothing is incurable, even though Big Pharma, the satanic pharmaceutical cartel, read Revelation 18, and that tells you exactly what God thinks about Big Pharma. So tonight, because I've been getting slapped a little bit, gently and lovingly, by God, Yod Hey Vav Hey, our Elohim, because during my time when I was traveling with Biblical Health International, and I was very bold, and I would tell people right off the bat, said, I am not here as an evangelist. I am here as a watchman on the wall, simply because it's very clear in God's Word. Ezekiel 33 says, if you know the sword of destruction is coming, and do not warn my people, then their blood would be on my hands. So I would tell the people right up front, I'm going to use pure medical science, I'm going to use common sense, and I'm going to use God's Word to prove exactly what I would show them on a PowerPoint presentation, that everything we've been taught, except 2 plus 2 does equal 4. Everything else, if you went to a public school and to a college, everything you were taught was a lie. Who is the, and I would prove it to them, as far as my people perish for lack of knowledge. What does that mean? So I would ask them, who's the God of this world? And hundreds of hands would go up, well, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I'd ask them, what book are you reading? He's the God of the universe. The God of this world is clearly Satan and his corporations. And they have had control, because if you read Genesis, the Nephilim from Genesis 6, with Satan screwing around with our DNA gene pool, and before and after the flood, they didn't go away. The satanic influence has been hidden and has controlled the world system since the days of Genesis. So I would point out to them, That's just a lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is just being ignorant. It's not being stupid. I don't meet that many stupid people. I meet people who are in willful disobedience to what God's Word says, okay? But what I would tell them is that I don't care, because I would show them the absolute proof, and again, with medical science, common sense, and God's Word to back up everything. And that's what I'm going to do tonight, because we are at a point in this country and in the world where the satanic elite, all right, who run the world, are getting ready and have already started it, of a massive depopulation agenda. God's Word clearly says, probably in 100 different places, talks about pestilence and talks about plagues. So the first thing I'm going to do on the show tonight is just bring your listeners up to date on what is going on, and then give you some good news after that. Because, okay, and I'll just give you a little bit of example. The satanic elite of the world are not even hiding anymore what they want to do, okay? You've had the Georgia Guidestones, and if people have never heard of them outside of Atlanta, Georgia, there's a 30-foot-tall granite stone monument that's been there since the late 70s, early 80s, with the Ten Commandments for Mother Earth worship. Anytime a Christian hears the word Mother Earth as opposed to Father God, you better have a red flag come up, because that's worshiping the creation more than the Creator. But the first commandment is reduce Earth population to 500 million or less to save Mother Earth. That means what other, 7.5 billion people on planet
Earth?
That means 7 billion must be gone, okay? And it's been talked about. There are so many articles of people, really, but I'm just going to read a couple of things that the satanic elite who run this world have said. Society has no business to permit degenerates to reproduce their kind. Theodore Roosevelt, back in the 30s. Malthus has been vindicated. Reality is finally catching up with us. The third world is overpopulated. It's an economic mess, and there's no way you could get out of it with this fast-growing population. The only thing is massive world depopulation. That's from the World Wildlife Fund Director of Conservation, 1984. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people, which is a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. Ted Turner, founder of CNN, what I call the Communist News Network. Okay? Thomas Ferguson, State Department Office of Public Population Affairs, says we really have to get rid of billions of people if we're going to save Mother Earth. Okay. Here we go. Jacques Cousteau, that famous ocean guy, says in order to stabilize world population, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day. It's a horrible thing to say, but it's just as bad as not to say it. And it goes on and on. Founder of Sierra Club. And I have the article. And people will call me. I can overload them with information about what is currently happening. So if you get your news from mainstream media, the only thing you've been hearing a little bit about is this new novel coronavirus. You've been hearing about that, Pastor?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, I have.
Yeah. So what? Gee, what a coincidence. What was going on a couple of months ago that had the Chinese government just up in arms and they didn't know what to do and they threatened crackdowns? You had the Hong Kong protests. And they were threatening to withdraw from China. And the Chinese government wasn't going to allow that. So what all of a sudden, what a coincidence, what comes out of China? A new novel coronavirus. It's already hitting America, and it's a virus with six different viruses. Four of them will give you flu-like symptoms, and the other two will kill you. SARS, okay, which we had an outbreak of that some years ago, and MERS, which stands for Middle East Respiratory. It's all about the respiratory. What a coincidence. Right when Hong Kong was just kicking, I mean, just protest after protest, it was all over the media. Now you haven't heard a thing because now all of a sudden, a lot of the protesters are sick. And this coronavirus has already, I have pictures of medics going on to airplanes with full hazmat suits, checking the people on the airplane. Three of our airports here just recently, L.A. Airport, San Francisco, and JFK, are now testing all passengers for the coronavirus.
As a matter of fact, I have seen that they have a device now. They point at you, I guess an infrared reader. They just put between your eyes, and they can read your temperature from a distance.
Yep.
And they're doing that.
Well, and, you know, that's something relatively new, okay, but that has certainly shut up all the protests in Hong Kong, hasn't it?
And
they wouldn't do that on purpose, would they? Okay, so let's come back, all right, because the powers that be, the so-called demon rats, they know they can't win the next election. And do I like any of the politicians? No, they're all scumbag liars. God puts in kings and princes and leaders in a country. I believe he put in the administration to give us a chance to repent.
And we want to know also, Glenn, he puts in the leaders that we deserve.
Well, yeah, and we are clearly under judgment starting, and it's going to get worse. I mean, look what's going on with the volcanoes and the earthquakes. And just read Deuteronomy 28. But many, many verses in God's word about plagues and pestilence. So this new coronavirus, and it's just so much of a coincidence that it basically shut down all of the protests in Hong Kong. But let's come to this country. Ebola. Golly. And I have the articles, okay? One of the articles, and people will call me. I will email them. I can overload them with so much information because this is one of my specialties, infectious diseases. Been researching it for decades, and I'm signed up for every medical website, and I get emails every day. But let's look at the most recent Ebola revelation. First of all, these invaders coming across the southern border, they're not looking for a better life. I live in Arizona. I personally know dozens and dozens of law enforcement and border patrol because a good friend of mine is in the gun business, and he deals with them, and I meet with them, and we're being lied to. You're not going to hear this on mainstream news at all. You're hearing about the coronavirus because that fits their kind of what they want people to get afraid of. But some of the things I'm going to tell you about recent Ebola revelations of what's going on. You had a woman come across the southern border, okay, hemorrhaging. Because keep in mind, Ebola is a hemorrhagic fever. You bleed out of every orifice. They let her cross into this country. She was terribly sick and bleeding, put her in a hospital, and she died there. We are being invaded. They are sending across people who are infected from these African nations because a pandemic would satisfy so many things that these satanic world rulers want. Because if they declare medical martial law, and again, I have emails and articles, scientific articles, governmental articles, that says if they declare a medical martial law, the Constitution of this country gets shredded right now. And they are running a little scared. Look what happened yesterday when all the warning, oh my God, they're going to have riots in Virginia and this God-hating, baby-killing, governor of Virginia, okay, and said no guns. And you had 25,000 people show up, thousands of them with guns, and there wasn't one bit of violence.
I will say this. The hypocrisy of this jerk in the capital of Virginia, who wants to slaughter babies after they're up to 3 months old. Now, I mean, this is for a fact,
yep,
folks. He wants to slaughter them after 3 months old, and he's concerned about that. He doesn't mind slaughtering an innocent child, but he's concerned about you owning the gun. Should that tell you something that perhaps maybe he wouldn't mind slaughtering you also?
Well, and the so-called believers in Jesus Christ of Nazareth better wake up, or they're going to have some very hard times. When
Amen.
You get God-hating baby killers, okay, they know something is coming. Why would they go after? Now, every tyrant in history has gone after guns, but they know something is coming, probably going to be a combination of an EMP attack to take out our grid, an economic collapse of some kind, and at the same time, a pandemic. Imagine that, because here is the truth of the matter. Okay, there are now more than 25 strains of Ebola which have been loaded into the fake vaccine vials. This comes from, he's a former FEMA counter bioterror expert. I've got the article. I'll send it to you if you call me. The following dire warning was sent by a confidential informant of someone who is very well known. Okay. Five of the strains are so hot that without a bio suit, you will be dead within minutes of getting the shot. They are going to, because look at how they're taking away all exemptions for vaccines. So here we have the FDA, which is nothing more than the attack dog for the pharmaceutical whores. Okay. Read Revelation 18. All the nations of the world are deceived by their sorceries. Sorcery and witchcraft, and the original language of the word is pharmakia. Now, doctors are great for trauma. You break a bone or have a heart attack or stroke, you're not going to go to a chiropractor. But this is what is being told Dave Hodges with the Common Sense Show. Three of the strains are airborne. So when the person who is shot with the Ebola vaccine starts to cough, it will spread like wildfire. Okay, and guess who owns the patent on all Ebola strains of virus? The Center for Disease Control owns all the patents. And that means if you get Ebola, and this is almost beyond belief, but this is all, it's down. I have the articles. I can send it. The CDC owns the patent on Ebola viral strains.
And by the way, I make this statement, too. The CDC is a private corporation. It's not a government
entity. Yeah, Center for Disease Control is a private for-profit corporation funded by the U.S. government and our tax dollars. Look them up on Dun & Bradstreet. It's a private for-profit corporation who will make hundreds of billions of dollars with forced vaccines. But what is already law of the land here, okay, it's so outrageous that if this was ever or when it gets found out by the people, you think they're going to be angry about what they're doing with the Second Amendment. Imagine them finding out. If you are stricken with Ebola under current federal law, the U.S. government can claim ownership over the viruses inside of your body as justification to quarantine you or end your life for medical experiments. What? Yeah, that's on the books. Gee, are they talking about that on Fox News or any of the mainstream media? They're all scumbag liars, all owned and controlled by the satanic elite of this world, okay, who have been around for centuries. So the fact being, here the FDA fast-tracked an Ebola vaccine with live viruses in it. And again, if your listeners will call me, 480-429-0021, I could overload them with information. I'll send them as much information as they need to make an informed decision, because we're not talking about, well, we have a product that'll help you feel better. No, this is life or death. If you stand in line and get an Ebola vaccine, except by the grace of God, you will die, and you will probably infect your family, and they will either die or be put into a FEMA camp, whatever the government decides to do. That's how important the information is to at least be aware, because I'm going to give you some good news here in a minute. Okay, because the God you and I serve, Pastor, is never going to leave us defenseless. Amen. Against the satanic onslaught of the poison food, the poison water, the electromagnetic frequencies of 5G and 6G, and the 40,000 satellites they're going to put up that are 6G military frequency warfare. Okay, he's not going to leave us defenseless. Read Psalms 2. He's up in heaven laughing. Go ahead, finish what you got to do. Yeah, billions of people are going to die, okay? But he's laughing at them. But if we don't understand, we don't want to be like the foolish virgins. We don't want to be one of the people, okay, where in Matthew 7. I hear
hang
you.
Hang on to the break. A lot more talk about folks. Back at the break. A lot more for Glenn to share with you. Sorry, I can't take phone calls. The phone lines are not working. We cannot take phone calls, but stay tuned.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. And again, give Glenn a call, and if he's busy, he'll call you back, leave a message. And now he will call you back, and sometimes he gets swamped. Bear with him. It's 480-429-0021. 480-429-0021. Now, before going further, I want to make mention of a prayer request from a very faithful listener, been with us for a lot of years. He has been living in a motorhome for 2 to 3 years now because his other house burnt down. The motorhome was donated to him. And the electrical box went out on the motorhome, and he needs some wiring electrical box. He needs about $1,000 to cover it. He doesn't have it. Now, I'm not telling you to send any money to him. I mean, if you want to help him, that's fine. You know something, I'll see he gets it. But he needs prayers. He's got to have electricity. He's got to have some heat where he's at and where he lives. So just keep... I don't think he mind. Keep Mickey in your prayers. Y'all know who Mickey is. Give me your prayers, and if you have a few bucks you want to send to him, send it to me. I'll see he gets it. But Mickey asked for prayer that he could raise the funds to get the power back on in his home, and though it's a motorhome, that's where he lives, and again, get him back on his feet that way anyway. So keep Mickey your prayers, please. All right, well, again, we're talking to Glenn Pardham, and Glenn's about to share some things with you about a new product you come up with and a whole lot of other things. Glenn, it's your broadcast. You go for it.
Okay. So, the first half of the show, I told you about what is happening right now. You have the coronavirus, what a coincidence, and you have the Ebola and everything the FDA is doing, and you see this all around. They're taking away our rights to say no to vaccines, and of course, they're safe and everything. Okay, so if you stick your head in the sand and don't do anything about it, read Matthew 7. Okay, because God's word is very clear. Many will come to me in that day and say, didn't we do all these wonderful miracles? The word is most. Most of the people, because in Matthew 7, he takes us to judgment day, and he gives us warning. Most of the people will come to me in that day, and didn't we do this and wonderful things and miracles in your name? Okay, what does he say to them? I never knew you.
Yes.
So, first thing, you better get with God and get recommitted and quit playing church. If your church isn't talking about current events, how they relate to Bible prophecy, get out and find a church who preaches the unwavering word of God. Second
Amen.
Thing, Psalms 91. You better listen to it. Every night I have, because my research office is not too far from my bedroom, okay? And I have playing all night, because you can get them on YouTube. And the one that I play all the time, it repeats and repeats, Psalms 91. Psalms 91, you better commit it. You better pray it every day. Change it to the first person where it says he will give his angels charge over you. No pestilence will hit your house. Pestilence, plagues, that's man-made. That's not That's not something that just occurs in nature. These are man-made bioweapons. But I also read where, let's see, 185,000 of the worst demonically inspired soldiers were going to attack Israel. And God sent in one warring angel the night before. When they woke up in the morning, 185,000 dead Syrian soldiers. God is not wringing his hands and, oh, what do I do about these satanic world leaders who are going to spread Ebola and coronavirus and force people to get impregnated, or I'm sorry, get vaccinated, when every vaccine has aborted babies in it. Number one killer last year worldwide was the ripping of babies from their mother's womb. Somewhere between 42 and 49 million babies were murdered. They get chopped up, put in food and sweeteners and vaccines, and it's satanic. But God's not—he's not up there wringing his hands. So if you ignore the warnings that I'm giving you, do so at your own peril. See, because when I'm telling you, your blood is no longer on my hands. You can accept it, reject it. I really don't care. I am telling you the truth. I can prove it. I'll email you all the articles if you need to prove, you know, say some things to the family members, okay? But the good news is the God that Pastor Butch and I and many listeners serve is not going to leave us defenseless, okay? Now, one of the products International Health has sold for years, the Nano Silver product. There's lots of them out there. Most of them are made by the same manufacturer, private labeled. I have the Department of Defense report. Because remember when there was the big Ebola outbreak in Africa, 2009, 2010?
Yep.
The Department of Defense. So I'm not making any claims. Do I have a product that I'm going to claim cures Ebola? Nope. I'm just going to tell you what certain government agencies have said about it. And I've got it. I'll send you the report. Letterhead, Department of Defense, scientific, whatever. And they tested nano silver against Ebola. And, gee, it wiped it out. Now, am I saying, you know, that it cures? Nope. Can't use that word. Because the FDA, the Fatal Drug Association, okay, just fast-tracking an Ebola vaccine with live Ebola in it. And you have, bioweapon experts saying it's not a vaccine. That's to spread it. Okay? That's why if you stand in line and let a needle be put into you, you deserve whatever you get. Okay, but the point being, so we have nano silver. I can send you information, but again, it's been proven in multiple studies it kills virtually every pandemic, and drug resistant infection that's now becoming. It's so sad what's happening in hospitals and that with drug resistant infection. Okay, and let me really step on some toes. Okay, God's word is very clear. But this, Pastor, that's the Torah. That's Leviticus. And what I'm talking about is pig. Okay? There is an Ebola pig virus. So in the natural, if you decide you want to eat pig, bacon, pork chops, baby back ribs, if you decide you want to eat it, you go right ahead. There is an Ebola pig virus circling the planet. China, the number one consumer of pork products in the world, have already had to kill 400 million pigs to try to get this Ebola pig virus under control. And if you're naive, bordering on stupid, thinking some of that pork isn't getting into the food supply, just go to Walmart and buy some pig products. They were tested. They're all loaded with drug-resistant infection. You get it, you die. Why do you think God's word, and that hasn't passed away, if I get one more Christian calling me, well, how about Peter's vision in Acts 10? Even though he told you afterwards what the vision meant, that he could go to the unclean Gentiles with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hear so many ignorant Christians saying, well, we don't, you know, the Old Testament dietary laws of God have passed away. I said, that's fine. Let's just look in the natural. World Health Organization, other major medical studies have now come out and said, yep, We now know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. The number one cause of cancer is eating pig. So you go ahead and you eat your pig. But when you stand before God and you die 10 years ahead of time, do you think you're going to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant? Or are you going to hear, depart from me, I never knew you? Okay? That's up to you to decide. Okay? I'm telling you right now, you better get into God's Word like you've never gotten in. You better memorize Psalms 91. You better personalize it. The angels will be in charge of my household. No pestilence will come near my house. Okay? And so in the spiritual, you better quit playing church. Now, again, I've said it before, the God that I serve is not going to leave us defenseless. And I've talked about this before. If you go, and my favorite version of the Bible is not the King James. But of all the different versions and translations of the Holy Word of God, if you look at chapter 8, verse 12, and for some reason it's only in the King James Version worded like this, it says, he will give you knowledge of witty invention. Every other version of the Bible changed it to knowledge and wisdom. But in the King James Version, for some reason, a book written in the 1600s says, pray for the knowledge of witty inventions. And I heard years ago a very famous pastor talk about this. He says, if you're a business owner, if you're an inventor, if you're an entrepreneur, you better pray that every day and ask the Creator to give you knowledge of witty inventions. So I prayed that for years. All right. And several things have come along. I'm not going to talk about the one thing that's almost, it's being tested right now that will neutralize all 5G and 6G. Okay, being worked on by scientists in this country and in Japan and German, and it's going to be probably the biggest breakthrough ever because they're killing us with 5G, and 6G is already planned. It's 100 times worse. But anyway, and we'll talk about that some other time. There is a product. I was sent an email about this. I said, sounds a little bit too good to be true. So it's called Apex Water. Okay, Apex. I've heard of Apex water filters. What's Apex water? Well, started to do research. Got the book called The Apex Wars. And without going into a long history, it's been around a long time. Originally created for NASA, for the space program. Okay? It's a one silver nanoparticle surrounded by incredible levels of oxygen. And I have a live blood video I can send you. But here, from their book. Now, this is documented, okay? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the medical papers from people who have had cancer, okay? And they got permission. They got all of their medical records, okay, from them and the doctors, the oncologists, and people were told to go home and get your house in order because you're going to die, okay? Because it's super oxygenated delivery that you know and has given up hope. All I can say is that the Apex War, the book, is the most phenomenal thing, and they have absolute proof. They've already been challenged in court. They helped cure a cancer patient on the East Coast. He was undergoing chemo and radiation, which is demonic. We won't go into that. But he still had months left on it, and it wasn't doing any good. And his doctor was charging him an outrageous amount of money. He got on the Apex. It cured his cancer, and the doctor turned in the Apex Foundation to the Attorney General. At that time, I think they were in Oregon. They went through a year of living hell with legal costs and everything, got found completely not guilty, okay? And so they have proof. But the thing that interested me, because my background in infectious diseases, and I have this article, but it's from one of the pages in the book. And it really applies to what we're talking about tonight. Mr. Klaus Nobel of the Nobel Prize family. So this guy is no slouch, okay? One of the heads of the Nobel Prize family. Personally experienced the astounding benefits of Apex motivating him to submit samples to the Bush administration during the first Gulf War amid fears of the biological warfare attack from Iraq. So here's a very famous, politically connected, world-famous scientist from the Nobel Prize family who invented the Nobel Prize and, administers it. He had a personal experience, saved his life. He was dying from some brain diseases and stuff like that, completely cured him. Anyway, he submitted samples to the Bush administration because, you know, they were talking about it. Oh, possibility of bio warfare over in Iraq. So what did the Bush administration do? They gave it to the Center for Disease Control for formal testing. Formal, complete testing. And it was conducted by the Center for Disease Control, which I don't like at all, but they did all against all known biological warfare agents. Everyone known, because they have bioweapons that would make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, where they can spread them, in the chemtrails. Okay, they can pick on blacks. They can target any nationality you want. But anyway, so this Apex water was tested against all known biological warfare agents. It was so successful at killing every known military biological weapon that the government refused to release the test data as, quote, a matter of national security. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, and then, surprisingly, Mr. Nobel was told by the Bush's national security advisor that the administration could not release the findings of those studies, okay, that it had, but it couldn't release it to him, telling him, listen, quote, unquote, something like Apex water could undermine the financial stability of the entire global medical cartel. What?
Wow.
The first Bush, President Bush, a Satanist. The Bush family is very Satan. Okay. But the National Security Advisor said we can't, release the findings because it would undermine the total financial stability of the entire global medical cartel. But those concerns did not stop the administration from ordering under federal law that if they didn't do this, they could have been charged with whatever. They ordered the Apex team to be prepared to relocate their entire operation, that means laboratories and manufacturing facilities, on one day's notice, that they would be put on a plane and flown to Kuwait to set up everything just in case there was a biological warfare agent released during the first Gulf War. Well, gee, what happened to a lot of our Gulf War people over there? They got the Gulf War syndrome, and that was purely man-made biological agent, and then they got shot with vaccines and everything like that. But, gee, so they couldn't release the tests done by the Center for Disease Control because it would undermine the financial stability of the medical cartel. Okay, but those concerns didn't stop them. They made the Apex team be ready on 24 hours notice to pick up and load everything onto a C-130 transport plane and ship it over to Kuwait because it was so effective. In 2013, a world-famous physicist and a specialist in nanotechnology, he self-administered Apex. He had spent two decades fruitlessly searching for a cure for a brain condition that was killing him and was getting worse by the day. And no amount of money that he had spent on medical cartel was helping. After an astounding full recovery in 3 weeks, I hope you heard me right, the confused but grateful scientist wrote the first ever peer-reviewed Apex technical paper. And basically he said it's a game changer. Artificially intelligent nanorobots, a fundamental scientific breakthrough quite unlike anything I've ever witnessed in a nanomolecular therapeutic drug. And it's not a drug. All right. He was interviewed on a radio show. Now, this guy's world famous. You might even recognize his name, but I can't release that data. Okay, but he went on a radio show talking about this. One of the callers, about 10 minutes into the show, called up and said, if you continue to talk about this product, you and your family will be dead. Click, hung up.
Wow.
So he immediately, and they have this on tape. They turned it into the FBI and whatever. Threatened that if he continued to talk about this Apex water, what it did to him, it cured him of a disease he'd been dealing with for years. He was cured within 3 weeks. So here we have a product. Okay, I have a live blood cell video showing what this does to blood, putting one drop in it. So is God going to leave us defenseless? No. Is it some miraculous new drug? No. It's oxygenated. It's super oxygenated with one silver particle in the middle, but everything, what it does, and the book I have called The Apex War, this is one of those witty inventions that Proverbs 8 talks about. Because I personally believe that when they release whatever they're going to release, it's going to affect, you know, because SARS, it's respiratory. MERS is respiratory. It attacks the respiratory system. And most people have never read the scientific data. Why? Because Ebola is called a hemorrhagic fever. You've probably heard that before. All that means, what does that mean? You bleed out of every orifice. Your whole blood system in your body, your whole circulation system collapses, and you bleed out. Well, they don't know why this happens. That's why so many scientists have stated this is a man-made biological weapon, because within a matter of hours, all vitamin C and all selenium is taken out of the human body. When you're exposed to Ebola, that's what it does. It sucks out all vitamin C and all selenium, and your whole arterial system collapses. So what should we make sure we have? Some whole food vitamin C, some selenium, and now that we know, because I've been taking the Apex water, kind of interesting, okay, have found a new little nebulizer, okay, that you can put it in it, and it's about the size of a little cell phone, and you can breathe it right into your lungs. So if you're already dealing with lung problems, it's just what is going on in this world right now, Pastor, you and I both know. It's in God's word that it's going to happen. We can pray all we want. I'm sorry?
I'm going to say the Apex water sounds very interesting, but how do you take it normally? It's liquid, I assume.
Yeah, it's
so,
a liquid.
How do you take it?
You would take an ounce a day and swish it around in your mouth, and then you can put, and it only comes in a 1 liter bottle, okay? And I'm working with the company to get prices better and volume discounts. But you take an ounce a day under the tongue, and then you can put it in your water and sip on it all day, okay? And what it does, I have no major diseases. Can I tell with what's going on? Yep. It's quite interesting of what it does. So, again, I believe, and I'll just give you, I know we only have a couple of minutes. I just have to mention this. This device that is going to neutralize all of the 5G and the 6G, it's all done with frequencies and stuff like that, and the scientists working on it are who's who. The man who owns and controls every pharmacy in Walmart, the guy is a multi-billionaire. Okay, he's in his 70s. And the owner of the company who's inventing this, he said, we told him, he says, until we know who you are, you're Saul of Tarsus. Maybe you're Paul. Okay, but here's what happened to him. His wife has been suffering from Alzheimer's, getting worse and worse and worse. This guy owns every pharmacy in Walmart, okay, throughout the whole country. He's a multi-billionaire, and he has spent $2 million trying to cure his wife's Alzheimer's, and he has been fed up. He got this little device, he got one of the prototypes, put it under his wife's pillow. Within 3 days, she recognized him for the first time in years. Okay, that's
wow.
What's coming.
Wow.
That's what's coming. Okay, and you know, and we'll, when I have access to those, the prototypes, the finished product just came in, but he's had hundreds of people waiting, and when we have access to them, that we'll do a show about it. But look, it, God's not going to leave us defenseless as long as we're not playing. Playtime is over.
Is Apex Water available now?
Yes, we have Apex. Okay. But I want to talk to people first. I'm not going to give any false hope. I can give them,
right.
I can email them the picture of what happens to live blood that's so loaded with infections and cancer and everything, and one drop is put in. It's like a hurricane going through it, just wipes out every infection.
I assume that because of the nanoparticle silver that is in this product.
Well, that's part of it, but it's mostly an oxygen delivery system but it's very special. Okay. And again, like I said, it was designed for the space program. Okay. And they found out quite by accident. That's why they formed a Christian foundation. You don't buy the product. You give a donation. Okay. That's how they keep it. Okay. And they said they have so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonials from cancer patients and their oncologists, okay? And they got permission to get all of their medical records. So this is not something that's unproven, okay? My concern, first of all, you can stop cancer if you quit eating all the food that's contaminated with Roundup Ready. We were talking about that before with the Agent Orange, which you're now adding to the Roundup Ready. Look at the lawsuits. They're now up to 60,000. You know, all these lawyers advertising on TV. And I can send people the list of the foods that are loaded with Roundup Ready. One part per billion is all it takes to cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is blood cancer. And they had
True.
To admit that
Yes.
in the first lawsuit that they've known since 1981. That's 38 years ago, Pastor.
Yes,
these satanic companies like Monsanto, owned by Bayer, and these other multinational corporations in cahoots with Big Pharma, because who's benefiting from this epidemic of diseases? Not you and I.
Well, I certainly want to know more about the Apex Water myself.
I'll get you information on it. I'll send you via email. And
please do.
It's very meaning. And again, we know God's not going to leave us defenseless. Okay, and I'm just putting together an email for our thousands of people on our email blast. And I just want people to have hope, but you can't play games. This isn't about selling product, because what I'm telling people, it's God's word. And if you've got
we're down by 30 seconds, but
quit playing games with God's word.
Amen. You hang on. Don't hang up too quick, okay? I'll go off there and talk to you a second. Folks, who love you.
Okay.
By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Just you and I tomorrow night. We're going to talk about the biblical references to owning weapons, historical facts about them, and statistics you might want to hear. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring